101X, Jason Dick and friends. Firefighter Nixon tweets at Jason Dick AF. The song has a racist history, therefore it promotes racist cultural, unintentional or not. Full stop. I gotta admit, Nixon, when I read that the first time, I thought you were talking about Stained, and I nodded my head in agreement. I was like, you're right. This is wrong what we're doing. And then I figured, and Lawless 101X tweets at Jason Dick AF. I understand. I'm pretty positive that this is just a helpful comment. He's just trying to offer me clarification. This feels like a reprimand. He says, bold is professional. Lower league, top division clubs play each other all the time in cup draws and exhibitions. All right. That's what I was asking. That's what I meant. Okay, let's do it. I'd like to see it happen. We can do it. Let's do it, man.
It's Jason Dick and Friends on 101X.
Check out our podcast today if you missed earlier. One of Nick's, I'm going to say, best all-time Dear Redacteds.
Came from the heart.
Yeah, well, I would say never mind the ones that are... you know what? You would say they're all personal to you, right? One of them was particularly personal, Nick, personal life stuff. But also...
I just realized that I told someone... that I was going to borrow their situation and de-redact it for them.
Uh-huh.
And then I just made them the de-redacted person. That's something totally different.
Hang on. You were going to... Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Never mind. You got too many moving parts for me to follow.
They're under the bus.
Nick redacted earlier one of his friends who says... just loudly exclaimed in public that they're going to get you a girlfriend if it's the last thing they do on this earth. Said, quit treating me like a make-a-wish kid.
Yes. Unless it works.
There was led to some, I felt, fun, helpful exploration of Nick's, personal life situation here. In that, how long since you've been out of a relationship? Now I'm talking out of school, but it's all right. He does it to people.
Yeah.
Years? You lived with a girl for a little while.
Yeah.
That was your last girlfriend. When was that?
It was the first girlfriend, too.
Oh, no. There's a man down.
That's not true.
It's probably been like 4 or 5 years because I've been with the room lord in Mueller at least 4 years, 5 years, and that was after...
Yeah, because you moved out of there. Mm-hmm. You were homeless for a little while, and then a listener put up a room for rent at an unbelievable below market rate. Keep doing that, room lord. Thank you for housing our man here.
Free streaming services, too.
But Dave asked me the other day, he's like, you think if he could go back in time and flip the switch, would he not have ended that relationship? And I was like, no, I don't think Nick, misses that life or is so desperate that he thinks he made a mistake there. But I don't know, after our earlier conversation.
Her family
was
terrible.
Does she hear this anymore? She knows her family's terrible?
They might listen. Not you.
Don't.
Not you. You're cool.
Oh, okay. The ones listening to us are cool. It's the other ones. Those are the troublemaker ones out there. Okay. Well, would you go back in time and undo that? Just so that you wouldn't be?
No, because that was not, there was always, look, here's my problem, is that I never got to sow my wild oats, okay? Like, back in high school and college, like, I didn't do any cool, fun, cool stuff. So, like, that's what I'm missing out on.
Why didn't you sow your wild oats then?
Why is my brain not work? I don't know, man. And especially because, like, I went to Texas State. Like, that's, like, primo oat sowing stuff.
Yeah.
Things.
That is good oat sowing territory down there, for sure.
And so, like, just that, I was like, am I really going to... You know, because that my relationship with that girlfriend, like, it was headed towards, marriage. And I'm like, I can't. And I was like,
Never had that thought. And I've been married.
Well, she told me. She told me.
Oh,
was.
She told you that you
yes.
were? Okay.
And I was just like, look, I
can't. Is that why you got out?
Because I was not ready for it, and she was, and I was like, that's not fair to you, like, to string you along for another couple of years, and then be like, okay, this is, because I was like, look, that if we, I would have married that person, but we'd have been 5 years into it with a small child, and I'd be like, you know what, I'm out. I don't want to do that.
Mature
and I don't
approach do that to her. To take with those things. Mm-hmm. I like that.
And I set her free, and she is doing much better. She's married or engaged or something.
Okay. Good.
Haven't talked before pandemic times. That might have, I don't know. But yeah, so like, it worked out for her. It worked out for me because I'm not in a thing. But
needless aside, sowing the wild oats, was that originated in coming to America? Or did it? Was it a thing before that?
No.
He had to go so as well. That was already a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming to America 2 today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that out?
I've seen the first 5 minutes this morning.
What? Why?
I just wanted to see what it was like.
Like before we did the show today?
When I woke up, I was like, oh, it's Friday. It's out.
Before you started you start with five. I'm going to watch 5 minutes of Coming to America 2. You're a weird dude, man.
So far, not very woke.
Really?
Not very woke.
It's
going to be fun.
Let's make an appointment. Monday, meet us here this time. We'll talk about Coming to America things. Mm-hmm. All right? Everybody on board for that?
Yeah.
Party. Monday, 9:20. It's on. I said no way would you want to go back and undo those things, because I said it's not like Nick is a sad, lonely guy. And then the segment earlier happened and I'm like, hang on, maybe Nick is a sad. Is Nick Hajda a sad, lonely guy?
I mean, probably, but again, like I'm used to it. Like I've spent the majority of my life, you know, with myself and the occasional dalliance of like where I convince a girl to go out with me for like 2 or 3 weeks and then I screw it up by being weird. But I would not want to go back to that thing. But like, would I like to have a girlfriend and somebody that I can share experiences with and be like, and you know, do things? Yeah, hell yeah.
All right. I know that I am not, what's that? It's a television show with the dude who's probably super toxic now.
You're going to have to narrow that one down by a lot.
You remember there was that guy, I think it was kind of based out of Austin. There was some dude who was like a woman whisperer, the ladies' man, the pickup
artist. Are you talking about the pickup artist?
The pickup artist?
Mystery?
I don't know. I never watched it. I just knew.
Yeah, I'm
no mystery. I'm no pickup artist. But I can tell you what your problem is here. Okay?
This is not a
next level take. You got a confidence problem here, sir.
Yes.
All right?
When I
say to you, what's up, and you go, I don't know how I've been my whole life. I sometimes talk to a girl and then I ruin it.
I mean, that's just me making jokes, but like that, I'm saying like, I...
Oh.
Of course, I'm also not as good as
how
nobody.
Funny.
So,
how
you
funny.
Know.
Okay, there was a time... for those who didn't catch the earlier segment, Nick explained that he was in conversation with a young lady and broached the topic of taking it to the next level, and she gave him a Jason Dick line saying that you're great, but you're not as good as being with nobody.
Sure,
in so many words. There was a time where I was following along with this situation from afar, and you had asked me,
just tell you're on the radio, dude.
No. But we were. Duh. I think we were workshopping maybe a bit for it.
Just
but like,
show up to with your Tesla and buy her a Switch.
What is the strategy for taking this? This text relationship that you were in to the next level,
dude. I'm telling you though, man. Like I had it was very premature. If in a poker analogy, I went all in on the turn and I should have waited for the river. But goddamn, I got a good turn card.
I bet
like, the opening was there. The line was smooth.
You
and
don't
if it
know
worked.
Right, poker analogy things, but I'm kind of following. Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. Can I ask what the, because I gave you some, here's what you do is you just throw out this sort of, what did you do? How did you propose this thing that was then quickly dismissed?
No, I don't want to do that.
We're not going to go.
We were talking about living with anxieties and things, and I was like, oh, just, you know, I get that. There's a connection point there, and it was, nobody cares. It doesn't matter. But I forgot where I was going to go with this.
You cannot share your perfect turn card, is what you're.
No, but just know that it was good. Like if it had worked, that's something that they'd be like, I knew back then when he dropped this fire ass line on me. I was like, "That's it."
That was
going to
be.
But it didn't work.
Oh,
didn't work.
Okay, all right.
But
this is. You tell me if this is unairable, and then we can dump it if you want. But Nick told me the other day, like you cannot. This is on text, right?
Mm-hmm.
We cannot go back and see exactly what the text was because you've deleted the conversation.
I did end my proposal by saying, "And if you don't feel the same." Just let's pretend like this never happened. So, yeah, I deleted that stuff. It didn't happen.
You just deleted them. Why?
Because my brain is broken.
See,
I'm going to go back
and
look at it. I'm gonna watch tape on this and break it down. I don't need
even
to do that.
If you don't have the requisite confidence that I am talking about, fake it, man. Just fake the funk. All right?
I did as long as I could, dude.
You faked it as long as I could.
But the simp just comes out.
Don't give them the opportunity to say, hey, that's it. All right, I don't know. Tweet at us at JasonDickAF.
You got some, I just clubbed her over the head and dragged her back to my cave, KLB Jason.
You got some tips for my guy here? Or is it me, or is it like extra less fun talking about Nick's stuff? Than
look, I don't need tips. Stuff. I'm fine. Like, I need just the right kind of person. Like, you know, I don't want somebody, if the top line of your Bumble profile includes tacos, I'm out. Like, it's not going to work. I'm sorry.
What's your problem with taco people?
It's so basic. It's so basic. Like, because everybody likes tacos. Tacos are delicious. I like tacos, but if that's the crux of your personality,
taco people.
Unless you're hot, then I'm in.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Jason, Dick, and Friends. Punk rock physicist tweets at Jason, Dick, AF says, damn, today really is an emo Friday. Sorry, this is so upsetting, Nick. I believe in you.
I'm not upset. Like, it's
because we played My Chemical Romance emo Friday? Oh, you mean that whole conversation that we just...
Like, honestly, this is a net positive experience. Like, I'm happy to put myself out there. I took a shot, and it didn't work out, and it's fine.
I love hearing that. Good.
Shooters got to shoot. Mine just got rejected up into the upper deck of the rafters or whatever. Like, just, it's fine. It happens.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though.
Pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, we'll shoot again.
But here's my problem. And this
you said that like four times.
I know. I know. I need to be with somebody who is like almost regretfully willing to be with me. Like, there needs to be some level of disdain of just like, I guess Nick is okay. Like,
why? Don't you want to be with him? You shouldn't.
That might be a confidence thing.
You should be with
thing?
Somebody who is excited feels lucky to be with you.
No. I need somebody that's like,
you need somebody who is settling. Is that what you're saying?
No, not settling. Like, they're into it, but just like, just the whole, you're awesome and you're great. And I can't, that doesn't, I'm like, I don't trust that. I don't trust you liking me that much. Just seems weird. It's like Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is not that nice. He's an actor. I don't trust it. J.J. Watt. Really? You just happen to be strolling through the Cardinals building and you just stop by the Pat Tillman jersey and just have to take a picture? Okay.
What was that?
Yeah.
Tim tweets at JasonDickAF says, Nick, I care. LOL. I'm confused by that comment on so many fronts. I'm not sure what... That reminds me, though. I care a lot. I know I mentioned that yesterday. Do you watch that Netflix movie, I Care a Lot?
No.
Watch that too this weekend. Not talk about it on the air. Is that stuff happening in real life? People doing that? People stealing old people?
I mean, that's basically what happened to Britney Spears.
But she ain't no old person.
I know, but just they do that to old people.
Watch the movie and tell me, are they doing it like that? That's not based on a true
story. Probably not like that. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I just am going to say no.
Zach from New Braunfels says, all right, now that this didn't work, can we try my plan? I've been saying let's get Nick a hooker for 2 years, or a sex worker, escort, lady of the night, whatever term you prefer. You joked. I thought you were joking.
No.
That was a real... What? Why do you? You don't want to mess around in those circles, man.
I mean, not the ones that are working next door to us in Runberg. But if you give me a high quality shirt.
I don't know.
I'm shallow.
I don't know if I'd. I would.
Everything's fine. I'm about to be vaccinated in a month. I mean, they're paying for it, right?
Yeah. Juliet says, y'all shouldn't be so hard on Nick. If my manic, depressive, overweight, divorced at 23 ass can find my soulmate, so can Nick. He'll do it in his own time. Leave him alone. Who is being hard on him?
I don't know.
Is it just a...
Look, it's my fault. I understand. Not my fault, but it's...
You got to get out there. You got to get back out in the Bumble streets, my guy. Mm-hmm. All right? Start swiping and actually, investing in the conversations that follow.
Do you have conversations on Bumble?
Is
that a new feature?
Sorry. Do you
have to download the update?
Do you not have conversations that... No. Oh, people are texting. Actual friends are texting. Okay, it's too real. It's too real. just fooling around, man.
Here's more. Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Bumbleina just texted. Texted me and said, speaking of Bumble, I got $38 last night from their class action lawsuit. What? Who?
Really?
I was out in the Bumble streets. I didn't get $38.
I feel like you're responsible why they got sued more than
how dare you. Serena G says, you got this, Nick. Just continue to be yourself and someone who can catch your vibe, and it will fall. It will all fall into place.
Okay, see,
I would agree with that advice, Serena G. If my guy just didn't go off on that whole, I need somebody who is begrudgingly in the relationship with me.
That's exactly the
opposite
of what I need. I don't want encouragement. I don't respond to encouragement. Cat Lady Regina says, that boy needs therapy. See, that's the vibe I'm looking
that's
for.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the vibe I'm looking for.
That advice is more.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. See, you had that therapist that one time, but she was just hugging on you. I don't know if that was...
It worked, man.
It did not work. Look at you.
My confidence was never higher than after those hugs.
Then you wouldn't say... here, I'll just say from an anonymous friend who actually was helpful advice. Or maybe, I don't know. Is this helpful? She says, sorry, I don't have Twitter. Tell Nick he should just get a serving job. Just work one day a week. All the service industry chicks are full of cute, awkward behavior. They always have drinks after work, so getting to know each other is easy peasy.
Dude, that is good advice, but
bar lifestyle, Nick, was thriving.
No, I was not thriving. I worked at Weirdos for 3 years. I was the only person that did not have sex. Everybody was doing it. That's why the place closed down.
There's a man down.
That's why that's
I mean, everybody.
So why were you left out of the weirdo sex party?
I don't know, man. It's some sort of weird, like, I'm on some sort of spectrum where I'm on the wrong end of the bell curve. I don't know, dude. It's my brain is just wired backwards. It sucks, but, you know, I'm not, look, and again, I'm not sad about any of this. I'm also, you know, I say I have low confidence. I can't handle, I don't deal with rejection as bad, but I'm awesome. I'm cool. I'm good.
We reached our quota real talk today. But that was good. That was good. You know what? Good co-hosting. I'm proud of you. Proud of you, son. Get out there and
all right, now you
keep
made it
swiping.
Weird. Now you made
keep
it
swiping.
Weird.
All right.
I'm supposed to date you, but you're my dad.
We have a $50 Kalahari Resorts gift card.
I heard it from watching you.
You can win $50 to spend at the spa or the restaurant if you're better than Nick at relation. Oh, no. Music things. Music things. Be better than Nick
we
in
need
music
a game
things.
I can succeed in.
Nick, that tune is coming up on the other side of this break. Good luck.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Next week, we are going to have South by Southwest passes to give away. I, for one, looking forward to doing some virtual South by Southwest film festing. That'll be on the program starting Monday. You can tune in at this time to win virtual South by Southwest passes. But right now, real life, not virtual, Kalahari Resort restaurant or spa gift card, $50 to spend up there when we play
Nick That Tune. Boom, 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 boom. Nick that tune, Nick that tune. Everybody loves to play Nick that. Nick that tune, Nick that tune.
Slowly dialing in what will be the forever rules of Nick that tune. Our contestants, hi, Pete. Hello, Pete. Oh, hang on, you push that. Hello, Pete.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah, that's.
Are you professional or not?
That one's on me, Pete. Yeah, you know how this game works by now, right? I'm going to give you a year, a clue to a song. You and Nick are both going to bid. Nick will write his down. How many seconds of that song do you need to Nick that tune? 2 points for the song title, 1 point for the artist. If you get both of them wrong, you get a negative point. The other person can steal. We'll explain the rules as we go along here. You follow me, right, Pete?
Yeah, we got it.
All right, beat Nick here, and we're going to hook up a Kalahari Resorts gift card for you. All right, everybody ready? Let's do it. Yep, here is a song from 1992. Your clue, what do you think of the guest host on the show this week? I'll tell you this, one of them was male, and the other two were females. That's your clue on a song from 1992. How many seconds to Nick that tune? Nick is scribing down his answer. Okay. What do you think, Pete?
I can Nick that tune in 4 seconds.
4 seconds.
Oh, I can Nick that tune in 4 seconds also.
Okay. Since we instituted the John and San Marcos rules, what are we going to do in this scenario? You're both going to have the chance to go for the points, all right? I'm going to play 4 seconds. Nick, you write down your guess. Pete, you take a moment to think. You will announce your guess. And then, you can both get the full 3 points if you do it, all right? Here we go. Here are your 4 seconds from a song from 1992.
Reefers.
That is a dead giveaway. Dead giveaway, if you ask me. Nick is writing his answer down.
Got it.
And what do you think, Pete? What song is that?
I think that is Sublime, Smoke Two Joints.
Nicholas Hajda, what is your answer?
I wrote down Sublime without Rome, and it's 40 ounces to freedom.
Okay, that's 3 points for Pete. 1 point for Nick. That is Sublime, okay. Smoke two joints. All right.
Yeah.
40 ounces to freedom, I believe, is the name of this album. Was there also a song called 40 ounces to freedom? Also, dude, easy with your joke answers there.
What?
Sublime without Rome. All right.
That's accurate.
Fine, but it's not the name of the band. So just watch it.
Clarify which one I was talking about.
Just watch it. Okay. Just watch it. You're asking.
Also, Sublime is terrible.
What is wrong with you? What's your problem with
Sublime? I used to have a roommate at Texas State, and he would get wasted and put on Sublime.
I remember your Sublime beefs.
Chobbin the Hood? Robin the Hood? Something. Chobbin the Hood, that's Secret of Mana. Never mind, nobody cares. But he would just put that on and then pass out on our balcony. And so I would just hear it on repeat nonstop. And what up, Rob?
All right. What up, Rob? He hates Sublime, but apparently still likes you. Pete is out to a 3-1 lead. Why?
I said some mean things about his girlfriend.
Oh, Nick. Come on, man. Don't.
It's a fire insult, though.
Pete leads 3-1. Here's your clue from a song from 2001. You are gonna pay your child support? So you're telling me you did not pay your child support? Nothing fun about deadbeat dads. That's your clue to a song from 2001. How many seconds? Nick is scribbling. What do you think, Pete?
I can make that tune in 6 seconds.
6 seconds, says Pete.
He's trying to undercut him last time. I can nick that tune in 3 seconds.
All right, 3 seconds. Pay attention, Pete. If he's wrong, you can steal. Here's your 3 seconds from a 2001 song.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, says Nick.
That tune is Afro Man, cause I got high. Cause I got high. Cause I got high.
Okay, can you... Well, I'm looking at the judges are saying give it to you. Afro Man is the artist. Because I Got High is the name of the song. You're side-eyeing me. What?
Just ticky-tacky. Ticky-tacky with these calls.
I was going to give it to you
because
I got high. I was going to give that to you. Yeah. I did give that to you. But when you just say because I got high, because I got high, because I got high, that's a problem. I feel like you're trying to hedge your answer there, which I won't stand for.
I'm going to remember all of this during the next set list game.
I will not watch your cheating way. Mm-hmm. I will not stand for that. By the way, I poured through these Afro Man lyrics.
What's number three?
The clue there was about the child support and the thing. Again, not a laughing matter. All right, came from a broken home. Currently dealing with a girlfriend situation. It's got a baby daddy doesn't pay his. Well, all kinds of things in there that are confusing to me, though. All right, you were gonna clean your room, but then you got high.
Yep.
So you're do grown ups who don't live in their mom's house clean their room? So you got a baby mama situation, and you're still living at home. As Afro Man canceled. Canceled.
It'll never work again.
That's what I'm going to tell you. Okay, what happened there? Then Nick is taking the lead 4-3. Mm-hmm. Pete, you see, you can still do it here on this last one. Here is a clue from 1993. A song from 1993. Ready to get this weekend started? Then take that finger off of that hole. That is your clue from a song from 1993.
Oh, this is Nick questionable, but okay.
Has written down his answer. Pete, what do you think, man?
I can nick that tune in 7 seconds.
7 seconds, says Pete.
I can nick that tune in 5 seconds.
All right.
That's a lie.
Pay attention here, Pete, because you could still, if you miss it, then it's a tie. I don't know what we do in the case of a tie. Okay, here you go. What did you say, Nick? Five seconds. 5 seconds. Song from 1990, whatever I said.
Pick it, fire it up, come along.
I mean, now if you don't get the...
I have no idea, but that sounds vaguely like Cypress Hill to me.
Okay. You going to name a song?
Self-titled Cypress Hill.
Cypress Hill is the answer. That is Kicks from the Bong from Cypress Hill. Put the blood
down just for all I know is Rock Superstar and Insane in the Membrane.
Yeah. Obviously, the theme today is all songs about smoking the marijuana, because I'm all about that life. Did you not follow the,
the Afro man, I thought...
Okay, it's called Because I Got High.
No, what I do you mean? That one. I just didn't get it. Okay,
smoke two joints. Did you really not know that I'm doing a thing?
No.
Pete, hold on. We do have a price for you. This is
Pete,
fun.
I can't get laid, but I can beat your ass.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.